His patient is Nikki Davis, N-I-K-I, last name D-I-V-I-S. Date of service is 1/21/13. Date of birth is 7/21/75. Subjective, this patient presents today with complaints of very severe worsening bilateral feet pain, particularly on the arches. She did see the podiatrist a few weeks ago, and he placed straps on the feet, and this made the symptoms worse. She had gone to the ER over the weekend because the pain was quite severe, and she was overusing her pain medications, which were Vicodin, and she went into diabetic ketoacidosis. She was hospitalized for about 3 to 4 days, and then discharged. She's not yet established with her new endocrinologist, which will not be until next month. She's otherwise doing well. She did see the kidney transplant physician last week, and he did express concerns about point tenderness of the vertebral spine, particularly in L1 and L4, and suspected this might be disc herniation, and wanted us to follow up on that. She continues to have discomfort to the area, particularly when moving, but mostly her symptoms today are very severe feet pain. New line objective, BP is 120, 4 over 70, pulse of 90, respiration 18. John, the patient appears to be in mild acute distress. She's having intermittent shooting pains from the base of her foot. There's marked tenderness along the plantar arch. The feet are cool but non-cyanotic. I can feel the distal pulses on the dorsalis and the pedal pulses. She has normal capillary refill at the feet, and there's no cyanosis. She does have some point tenderness to L3 and L4 and T12 on palpation with a negative straight leg raise. She's unable to sit still comfortably. New line assessment and plan. Number one, severe foot pain. The patient has had some intermittent episodes of very severe edema, and therefore I need to rule out any vascular insufficiency. There's no stasis ulcers noted on the legs right now, so I will likely order arterial studies to rule out peripheral arterial disease. The feet pain do look like plantar fasciitis, however, she's in quite excruciating pain for this type of problem. I've changed her medications to Norco 10 slice 325, one tablet every 4 to 6 hours is needed for pain, it's been 3-0. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes, poorly controlled. Patient reports that she's having some hypoglycemic episodes during her current regimen. We're awaiting her evaluation with Dr. Jaya, J-A-Y-A, and the new line, possible renal calculi. The x-rays of the lumbar were done. They showed questionable atherosclerotic calcifications in the abdominal area. There were some mild facet hypertrophic changes at L5 and S1, but the vertebral heights and intervertebral disc spaces appeared to be preserved. I would like to get an MRI of the lumbar spine, given the concerns her kidney transplant provider had, and the fact that she's had this for greater than several months with point tenderness along the vertebral body. We'll go ahead and see if we can get this approved for further evaluation of the spine. She'll be seeing the podiatrist again next week with regard to the feet. And I have ordered vascular studies, and we'll be awaiting those results, and we'll decide on the plan of care after that identification.